telegram from the Paris embassy to the Foreign Office about the publication of the Denning report on the Profumo affair and its impact on the Parisian press. September 1963. Inward-saving telegram from Paris to Foreign Office by Bag Sir P. Dixon. Departmental distribution. Number 242, saving. September 28, 1963. R. September 29, 1963. Address to Foreign Office telegram number 242, saving of 28/9. RFI saving to Washington, Bonn. Denning Report. No doubt the more sensational Paris papers had been hoping to find new provender in the Denning Report. Some have done their best with the little they found. The pro-Gaullist Paris Press, for example, purports to be publishing the complete text. The tabloid, Paris Jour, adorned its centre page account with no less than 7 pictures of Miss Keeler in various stages of undress. But other equally popular papers, Parisien Libéré, for example, recognised from the outset that the material for sensationalism was disappointing and played the story down, report not worth 7 shillings. The official Gaullist broadsheet, La Nation, went so far as to headline, "Denning report, damn squib. Macmillan acquitted, Ward posthumously executed." The normally sedate Figaro went through contortions deciding how to handle the story. Early editions were confined to an assessment of political consequences, but the editor had second thoughts, and later editions covered the report in a way which will certainly bring complaints from parts of the paper's rather squeamish public. 2. With regard to the political consequences, almost the only serious comment has so far come from correspondents in London. A dispatch from Henri Pierre in Le Monde, published under the headline "Lord Denning's Report Contains a Severe Indictment of Mr. Macmillan and His Colleagues and the Government," speaks of a new stock of dynamite for the opposition and of the casualness, incompetence of Mr. Macmillan's direct associates. Paris Press, under the heading "Stricken Macmillan Goes to See Churchill," describes the Prime Minister as madly incompetent. The report is hard, very hard on him and his team, that the only real censure is addressed. Capuano, in L'Information, adopted a rather similar line in a dispatch headlined "Denning Report May Offer Labour Opposition Good Electoral Platform." If the content is no surprise, it nevertheless calls in question the Prime Minister's foresight and authority. The political repercussions that this aspect of matters might have is not to be underestimated. Bertrand, in Le Figaro, in reporting that elections would not take place before next spring at the earliest, nevertheless speaks of the electoral battle as virtually begun. 3. On the other hand, the Prime Minister's television appearance was reported in Le Monde under the heading "Mr. Macmillan Defends Himself in Masterly Fashion." He defended himself and defended his colleagues with such masterliness that Mr. Wilson is going, as is usual, to ask the right to reply to him. Mr. Macmillan was in fact excellent, making a bludgeon of his honesty and sincerity, and even of his naivety. Distributed to Western Department, Security Department, PUSD, Information Policy Department, News Department.